MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
This open phone segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community. Since when? 1999. Confide your eBay insights or issues with us at 888-RADIO-30, or it's also known as 888-723-4630.
So, Griff, how do we find an eBay collection? I know the name of it. It's called Get Lazy Collection. And I know the name of the person, eBay Tech Editor.
Really? Mm-hmm. So I think you have to go to the eBay homepage and look for your highly in the left-hand corner. Go to My Collections. And then you should be able to search collections. Home collections.
My computer. Something's wrong with my computer today. It's working very slow. We don't know if it's the Wi-Fi in the building today or if it's my computer.
So here's the easiest way. If you go to ebay.com/CLN, which I guess is short for collection, ebay.com/CLN, there's a link there for search collections. And then what's the name of the collection again?
Okay, the name of the collection is... It's either the Get Lazy Collection or it's Get Lazy Collection.
And...
by eBay Tech Editor.
Get Lazy. Let's just search on
that. Yeah, my computer's not working, so you're going to have
lazy.
To do this.
And I'm not seeing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sorry.
It features quote-unquote amazing gadgets to make your life even easier, including a self... Now, listen to this one, Griff. A self-stirring coffee mug.
Yeah, I'm not finding
a self-stirring coffee mug.
Wow. A self...
That's lazy.
How lazy. I mean...
that is very lazy.
How lazy can you get? Self-stirring...
Anyway, I thought we would have a little fun with it. But
coffee.
I do have one item number of something that was in the collection.
I can't... This is weird because the search collection thing I thought would bring it up by the name. It's not. So... sorry about that, babe.
Let me send you to this item number.
Would you? Could you?
Yes. Are you ready? Tell me when you're ready.
No, I'm not ready.
My computer isn't working, so you're going to have to do this.
Oh, why? What's up with that?
We don't know if it's the Wi-Fi or what it is yet.
Oh, it's so sad. Okay, what's your item number?
Okay, it is 3219.
Got it.
6650.
4152. 4152.
Yep.
And here is the Sugoi Mop Mini Remote Radio Control Cleaning Brush. Is that it?
So it's remote control, yes.
A remote control cleaning brush. This little thing, what is it? It will scamper across the floor?
It cleans it by itself. Remotely. You do use a remote control, and it comes in hot pink, purple, lime, green, yellow, and black.
I've been cleaning by myself for years.
How's that working for you?
My back is killing me.
Yeah, see?
This is cool. It's $45.45. I don't believe it.
Lazy folk.
It doesn't really describe what it does.
So, since my computer is not working, I'm having trouble bringing in any contact us emails, so you have to call us at 888-RADIO-30, and we have about 5, 10, 15, about 17, 18 minutes. We could do a listing dish.
I want to see this thing working. I want to see it like a video of it scampering around the floor.
Good point.
If that's what it does, I don't know. I don't know what it does. It's kind of a brush thing in bright colors with a kind of handle on top, and I don't know how it works. It's radio remote control cleaning brush. So I guess you sit on your sofa and you control it and it...
eating bonbons, as they used to say.
Eating bonbons, and it scurries around the room. What does it do? Is it... like, rustle up the dust? I don't understand this at all.
So much for my wonderful segment that I was going to do about strange things on eBay.
Well, you know, you tried. And that's half the battle.
Don't I know it.
I know.
So, let's sit in the duck blind again for a minute, because for some reason no one could find the...
The secret void?
Yeah. Mm. And we know it's there. Have you seen it, Chris?
What, the secret void?
Yeah, we got to make sure it's there.
I didn't check in the newsletter. I assume it's there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. So we'd like you to check out the eBay Radio Seller Events Calendar, which we're going to be reading in just a few minutes.
Okay.
It's located under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. All you have to do is go to ebayradio.com, click the big blue Archives on Demand button, then find the Seller Events Calendar under Seller Resources. Click on the event's name to see all the details, including a link to the event page. So we've got all that for you if you're...
Yes, we do.
Interested in knowing what's going on. And
I am interested.
Your area of the country. Oh, shoot. I can't bring it up. I wish I could bring that page
what
up.
Happened
Let me
to
see
your...
if I can do it. Hold on. The only thing that's coming up is voicemarketingradio.com. Seriously.
Well, isn't that convenient?
So I do have the seller events calendar. Yes, isn't that convenient?
Well.
Can't get eBay up, nothing.
Yeah,
okay.
Can get your own site up. Though.
Yeah.
Well, good for
no,
you.
No, it didn't come up. It says this web page is not available.
Well, do you have your little Verizon thing plugged in?
Darn.
What?
Well, yeah, my little... Oh,
little
I know what you're talking about. You know I didn't.
Your little dongly doodly
doohickey
thing.
Yeah. I should have used that instead of their Wi-Fi. Okay, it just came up. What's going on is it's taking forever, and it looks like it's not working. It's just slowly. Okay? So you were wondering what's going on tonight?
I am wondering.
Okay, so... tonight, January 26th, and then I'll say this again when we read it, but 6 to 9 p.m. is the time, so you need to be there a little before 6, Greg.
I'm not going anywhere, I'll be here.
Okay, and of course it's at eBay headquarters right where you are right now, and speakers will be the creators of two of the latest listing tools. Victor from Crazy Lister is going to be there via Skype, and Suzanne from Snap Post is going to be there in person. So I'd look these things up if my computer was working faster to see what SnapPost is. Do you know what that is? Are you going to be learning with them tonight?
I'm going to be learning with them
while
I'm chewing on a pretzel.
So if you're anywhere near eBay headquarters tonight in San Jose, what is the address, Griff?
It's that big set of buildings on Hamilton Avenue. 2145 Hamilton Avenue.
2145. Okay.
You have to go to the lobby. Security will let you in. They'll check. You have to be on the RSVP list or you won't get in. So if you're planning on coming, make sure that you've gone to the Bay Area eBay Sellers and E-Commerce Meetup Group and you've registered.
Online.
To come, right.
Sure. Your computer's working.
My computer is working and I feel bad that yours isn't.
Yes. Thank you. It's a horrible situation, isn't it?
Yeah.
When your computer isn't working. So, if you spend a few hours with your favorite celebrity, this was adapted from a post in the eBay Inc. blog at ebayinc.com, and I believe it's page 16, Griff. My pages got a little messed up this morning. So,
oh, they did?
But I believe page 16,
yeah.
Up at the top, it says adapted from a post in the eBay Inc. blog at ebayinc.com.
Okay.
So, basically, there are 22 of the most memorable items sold on eBay by pop culture icons to benefit a charity of their choice. I'm assuming this is in 2015.
Mm.
So the first one was Warren Buffett Power Lunch, which went for $3,456,789. Did you find it yet?
No, I didn't. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah. The next one is the annual ESPN.
Oh, I found it.
Oh,
here
good,
it is.
Good,
I was going right by it.
Okay, so I did the first bullet point.
And the second one is the annual ESPN ESPY Day auctions, and those sold for $744,000.
Yeah. Right.
Jeez.
Star Wars Force for Change, one-of-a-kind design stormtrooper helmets. Remember we saw those?
Yeah, yeah.
$51,463 they brought in with those.
Wow. Here's an M&M X Air Jordan X Carhartt shoe collaboration. That brought $227,552.
1976 Apple One computer. I remember this from Steve Jobs' garage.
Yeah.
$236,100. Who knew?
That's the price of a a small house.
You know, right now, even as we speak, there are people who have not been in their attic or in the dark confines of their garage corners for years, may have some of these things. You don't know.
You don't know, right?
Like the Apple One computer.
Or you might have Ferrell's 2014 Grammy hat.
Oh, remember that horrible hat?
The thing that looked like an Arby's commercial?
Oh, yes.
$44,100.
It looked so much like an Arby's commercial that they teamed up with him after the fact.
And you know what? He was happy.
Lady Gaga's Harper's Bazaar cover shoot wardrobe went for $60,658.
Man, that's money well spent.
Oh, you remember the next one.
Jimmy Kimmel's suit of the loom, made entirely from rainbow loom rubber band projects sent to him by children and assembled into a two-piece suit.
Remember that? It was cool.
I did. It sold for $40,000.
Honda motorbike from the James Bond film Skyfall went for $162,440.
And then some items from Ellen DeGeneres' closet, $70,000.
Dinner with President Clinton. Oh, I would love that. Dinner with President Clinton, $102,000.
He kept reaching over and taking my French fries.
It was wonderful. I wore a blue dress and everything. It just didn't work out for us.
Yeah, well, been there, done that. This open phone segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast. Coming up, our last segment of today's eBay Radio.
Designing your listings and store isn't just about creating a nifty logo, an attractive template, or frame. It goes deeper to express your personality, confirm your professionalism, and establish your brand. Sally Milo of Milo Design is the go-to resource for eBay sellers like you who want to brand their businesses on eBay. She's a certified eBay stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself. Sally stays on top of changes in the eBay marketplace, including optimizing your store and listing design for mobile. She just gets it. Sally will work closely with you to customize your logo, store pages, listing templates, profile, and much more, all to help you create a memorable impression that will bring customers back again and again. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.
When it comes to shipping your eBay items, sometimes conventional carriers just won't do. That's when you need Roadie, the faster, cheaper, friendlier way to get your item where it needs to go. Using Roadie is easy. Just download the app to your iPhone or Droid, create an account, and post a gig specifying what you want to send and where it's going. A verified Roadie driver will contact you to work out the details. Local or long haul, chances are there's someone who can deliver your item the same day, next day, even on a weekend or holiday. Roadie handles the pricing, collects your fee, and pays the driver, so you don't have to worry about negotiating. Real-time tracking lets you know exactly where your item is, and you can connect with your driver anytime along the way. Download the free Roadie app in the Apple App Store or Google Play Center, or visit roadie.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 353.
It's time to review your holiday sales. John Lawson is CEO of Colder Ice Media, and he says this year's holiday selling season can help you predict next year's.
But you want to do analysis, because analysis is essentially converting the raw data that you got from all of your efforts and turning that into something that's useful information. For example, if you got sales data, you know what day or week of the year you started seeing your sales surge. What days of that holiday season did they spike, or what days did they fall off? You can use that data to plan holiday marketing and promotions for next year.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top-Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
And this is today's closing segment, and it's brought to you by ReplyManager.com, a new inbound message management tool for eBay sellers, and that would be you.
Ouch. Oops.
What?
Sorry. My nails are getting too long. I just got it caught in one of the buttons on the phone thing. Who knew?
Who knew?
So So, Griff, were reading, before I go to the upcoming events calendar, we were reading the VIP experiences to benefit charities and further engaged with their fans that the VIPs are doing on eBay and have done VIPs on eBay. Yeah. And the last thing that we talked about was dinner with President Clinton, which went for $102,000.
That's some dinner.
So why don't you do the next one?
$500,000 got you blade servers from Blizzard Entertainment World of Warcraft. I have no idea what that sentence means.
I don't either, but somebody out there knows.
I'm so old.
Jay Leno's Harley Davidson, signed by celebrities. I remember that one. $500,000, $500,000.
Wonder what the celebrities were. Gwen Stefani, private meeting in front row tickets. Private meeting with Gwen Stefani. $220,000.
Now she's dating, who is it, Blake Shelton, I think she's dating?
Yeah.
The country guy?
Because they're together on The Voice or something, isn't that?
Yeah, and they got together and they hooked up, and who knows?
I don't know. Mm.
Elton John's iconic red grand piano.
From his Las Vegas show.
$170,000. You would have loved that.
Nah, red's not my favorite color. $170,000's not a bad price for that, I don't think.
Yeah.
I'd spend that before I had a private meeting with Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, definitely. I know you would do that. An Hermes Birkin bag.
Yep.
Signed by Jane Birkin herself.
The famous Birkin.
$162,840.
Yeah, except I have no change in my bag. Sorry. Kobe Bryant's autographed face mask. $67,100.
Brad Pitt's famous friends donated items for charity auction. $28,689.
No, that's not bad.
Oh, here's one you would have liked.
What's that?
Meet and greet with Howard Stern.
Oh, $18,200.
Yeah.
Hey, Howard.
Custom Kiss-inspired Mini Coopers. $130,000. I bet you they were cute. Big whips, probably, right?
Were there four of them? Because then the price isn't so bad. There's four Kiss members.
Yeah, really.
Celebrity Fiats for charity. They didn't say how many, but those were $193,553.
And then speaking of Blake Shelton and friends, Healing in the Heartland, a star-studded auction, brought in $89,408. And you can visit the eBay charity shop at ebay.com/RPP/charity shop to see the once-in-a-lifetime experiences and other celebrity items being sold right now on eBay. Okay?
Yep.
So upcoming events tonight. Yay, very important. Griff is going to be taking care of it. The Bay Area eBay Sellers Group. Stand out, simplify, streamline. The future of listing tools. And that is tonight. At eBay headquarters, 6 to 9 p.m. In San Jose. Speakers will be the creators of two of the latest listing tools. Victor from Crazy Lister via Skype. And Suzanne from SnapPost, who's going to be there in person. So you'll get to meet her.
Groovy.
Tell them both we like them on the show, by the way.
Well, are you sure? I certainly will mention that.
Thank you. I think we've had the Crazy Lister guy on before.
We have?
But I don't think we had Snap Post on.
No, that doesn't ring a bell. Crazy Lister does.
Then February 18th, next month, SoCal e-commerce sellers group. Are you ready to take your online business to the next level?
Yes, I am.
That's from 6 to 9 p.m. at Suravello's restaurant in Long Beach, California. Speaker is going to be Catherine Terrell via Skype from New York City.
Oh, that Catherine.
Top-rated seller e-commerce coach. I'm really enjoying her Periscopes, Griff.
Yeah, they're fun.
She does nice ones. March 11th, 2016, Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group meetup trade shows and estate sales from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at the Eaton Park Restaurant in Homestead, Pennsylvania. And if you'd like your meetup group to be mentioned in our calendar, just please go to our archive site, click the big archive button at ebayradio.com. When you get there, you're going to see up in the top right-hand corner, submit a seller event. Click on that, fill out our little short form, and we're happy to include you in our calendar. So, Griff, what are you going to be doing the next couple of days? Any big doings happening at eBay?
We have the webinar tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. That was what, 10:30 to 11:30?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm moving tomorrow to another building.
Oh, they're doing that, huh?
Back to building 6. And what else?
So you, well, right now you're not in the same building as the radio show.
No, I'm next door, but I'm moving one building away, so it'll be a bit more of a walk. I thought about moving the studio over there, and I said, nah, let's keep it here. But there'll be a lot of moving going on in the next, I think I'll stay there for a while, but there's a lot of, you know, there's construction going on with this new
building
which is now moving along quite quickly. And they're reconstructing, renovating the first floor of Building 6, and I'm moving in onto the third floor.
Still in cubicles, no offices,
no,
right?
No offices. That's ridiculous. Who wants to be in an office? They're not really even cubicles. They're kind of just areas, but I've got an area that's my own. So
I don't work well with others. I can't
stand to be in an office. Hate being in an office. I want to be able to carry on and laugh and ask questions and be asked questions and make snide comments and have rants and meltdowns in public.
That's good, as only you can do.
Oh, and I have such a reputation. I like being around other people.
So when is that new building at eBay going to be finished?
Well, we're hoping by the beginning of the summer, maybe. So it'll be fun. When you come visit, you'll see it.
Okay.
Anywho, that's it. This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. We'll be live again this Thursday, January 28th, with Ask Griffin Lee. Join us then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global. Food for thought.
You already rely on Terapeak for in-depth marketplace research that keeps you one step ahead of your competition. Now, Terapeak can help you source hot products, too. They've teamed up with Alibaba, the premier wholesale marketplace for small and mid-sized business buyers. Choose from more than 3 million quality products from trusted suppliers around the globe. Terapeak's newest tools integrate directly with Alibaba. So with just a few clicks, you can identify and research sales opportunities on eBay. Then source those profitable products right from Alibaba.com. Order as few as 2 items, with express delivery and full tracking. Together, Terapeak and Alibaba are offering eBay sellers a service you won't find anywhere else. That's just another reason why it pays to use Terapeak for your eBay sales. Try it free for 7 days at Terapeak.com.
You've sold it. The buyers paid for it. Now you've got to ship it. Not to worry, because you've got Endesha. Endesha lets you process orders, purchase postage, and print shipping labels super efficiently so you can get back to selling and growing your business. To that end, with Endesha, you can brand labels with your logo or message. To help you meet eBay's on-time shipping requirement, Endesha automatically posts back tracking numbers so you and your buyers can check on packages en route, note acceptance scans, and watch for timely delivery. Endesha grows with your business, too, from Endesha Premium and Endesha for Mac to Endesha Professional. They all have access to discounts on postage from major carriers, saving you money as well as time. Try Endesha for free with a 30-day trial at Endesha.com.
You hear about the Bubble Fast group on Facebook? Shipping tips and tricks? There's lots of people there with great ideas for shipping.
Shipping tips and tricks on Facebook?
That's really what they call it, shipping tips and tricks. They already have over 1,000 members. Mark and Robin at Bubble Fast set it up to promote more community and shipping support for eBayers.
So people interact through their postings?
Yep, it's pretty much what the name says. Shipping tips and tricks. Folks share ideas, ask and answer questions about shipping, and add friends who might be interested. They considered calling it Thoroughly Brilliant Shipping Tips, or How to Improve Your Shipping Chops, or Ship Happens, stuff like that. But so far, they've kept the name plain and simple.
I think I'll check it out. You say I can do a Facebook search for shipping tips and tricks that gets me there?
Exactly. And remember to let your friends know. The exact address is facebook.com/shipping tips and tricks. Just another great idea from Bubble Fast. I'll see you there.